being is centeredness. These words came to me in August of 2008. I had no idea what they meant. A quick internet search helped me to understand the concept of centeredness. Centeredness is the art of not being moved by the surroundings, not projecting one's fears and desires into one's perception of the world, and keeping one's spiritual core untouched by circumstances. Further searching revealed, the more centered we are, the more outer events adjust themselves to our inner control, because centered energy is stronger than dissipated, reactive energy. Meditation is the art of learning to live from one center, because it dynamically brings our consciousness into the spine. When our energy is centered there, we are in tune with God and our spiritual nature. Albert Einstein said that the significant problems of today can't be solved at the same level of thinking that created those problems. When we react in kind to a negative or even mundane situation, we only perpetuate its consciousness. We can never control things outwardly. We can, however, control our own energy. Lahiri Mahasaya's advice for overcoming any problem was always the same, to meditate more. Because meditation centers and raises our consciousness and strengthens our aura. Through regular meditation, we literally change our destiny. Meditation is a wonderful way to center, and at some point, I believe, we are able to live our life in constant meditation. In other words, centeredness. Centeredness is a state of detached being where you see and at times humanly experience things but do not react. For when you react, either negatively or positively, you feed not only the circumstance but the state of awareness that keeps you in a limited physical body. We may not all wish to end this game of earth life, but centeredness is the desired state for those of us seeking to complete the cycle of birth and death on earth. Several questions may assist to help one decide what to do before reacting to circumstances. What purpose does this serve? Is my reaction feeding an energy which no longer serves? Am I ready to let this circumstance go without my feedback? Knowing we are ready to move on can lead us to the perfect state of being that once was ours in all aspects. That state of being never left. We just forgot that it existed. It is time to recall and experience the unlimited life of divine self and ever-present state of centeredness. Shine on, bright light.